dog.
Still no countdown, huh?
Episode 69. We did it.
Hey.
Your mother. Eat my dog. The podcast, Josh and Jesse, episode 69. It's October. It's spooky week. This isn't a spooky movie, but we did it anyways. Nostalgia for me.
It was a little
for some reason.
No, I understand. I get it.
We don't have to talk about the movie yet, but I'm going to talk about the movie for a second. Did the beginning of the movie feel like Ghost Rider to you?
Well, yeah, I guess it did a little. Cut from the Ryan same
Gosling
cloth.
He's our new Nicolas Cage, so it's very fitting.
It works. They've both been in 3 podcast films, I think.
At least.
You know, at least. I think maybe Nick Cage has been in 4 now, but you know.
I know. So what's going on?
Well, you know, I'm just out here living life. This coming weekend I'm going to a college football game. Good old the Huskies and the Ducks or something.
Oregon.
Yeah. Washington and Oregon.
Why?
Playing one another. I was invited and I guess I'm going. So there's that. I can't say I'm a huge college football team.
You're not a huge team. College football team?
Yeah. Gotcha. I'm a pretty small college football team. Or, you know, I'm not a huge college football fan. That's kind of what I meant to say. But I'm also not a team either. So there's that. But, I mean, I like football. And I bet you they got hot dogs and beer at the stadium. So, you know,
I would assume,
count me in.
Yeah.
Count
so
me
you're just
in.
You're just going down to Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
Fun. Are you taking the Coho or are you driving?
Driving.
From Vancouver?
Yes, we have a friend that lives in Vancouver, so we'll go the night before and stay there. The friend is someone we're going with to the footballs, and then the next day we'll go to the game. Should be pretty fun. I've been to lots of NFL games, I think 5, all in Seattle, but never a college football game.
When's the last Seattle game you've been to?
The last Seattle game I went to was when Seattle played Tennessee. Because Tennessee's my team. And it just so happened to be the game that Chris Johnson, who was the running back at the time, passed 2,000 rushing yards that season, which is pretty prestigious. It doesn't happen too often. So that must have been in 2000 and, what would that have been, 16 or something?
Let me look it up for you. Who was it? Calvin Johnson?
Chris Johnson.
Oh, sorry. There's so many Johnsons. Chris Johnson, 2,000-yard season. I got to go into his Wikipedia. He's 38 years old now.
Okay.
Go into his Wikipedia here. Oh, my God. He played for a long time. Oh. Okay, the final years here. He played in Tennessee, you say?
Yeah.
The Titans released him on in 2014.
Okay. It looks like he did in 2010. So, you know, time is a weird thing and it makes your mind think weird crap. So I thought it was a lot sooner than it was, but it was quite a while ago, I guess.
Yeah. Let's see if it tells me exactly what game he did it. I can't read that fast. That's okay.
I can tell you they're playing Seattle. Well, there you go.
Football, not really one of my strengths.
I used to really be into the NFL. Not so much anymore. I'll catch a game when I go to my parents' house because they really enjoy it. But other than that, I do not follow.
Speaking of sports, it's the first game of the Canucks season tonight.
Now, can you correct me if I'm wrong? Did they lose 10-0 to like Calgary in the preseason or something?
I think they did. They get a goal. They gave up 10 for sure. Yeah, the first game of the preseason, they did give in or let in 10 goals. But I think it might have been 10-1.
Oh, okay. Well, that goes down much easier, doesn't it?
I don't know. It was 10-0. They did not score a goal. Oh. 10-0.
Yikes. Yeah. That's quite the deficit.
Well, you know, these games don't matter. They played none of their good players. Like, maybe there's three guys who are actually on the team.
So is this their year then, or what?
Well, not to jinx them, but they're currently winning pretty big tonight.
Against whom?
The other Albertan team.
Okay.
But this will come out after the game is over, and so I don't want to.
It's too late. You've already said something. So.
Well, if they lose now, it'd be very. It'd be insane.
It'd be impressive.
Wouldn't be surprising, but it'd be impressive. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you see any good stuff recently?
No movies, but I have. A few years ago, I guess it was, Netflix came out with some seasons of the show. It's called Castlevania. It's like a video game series, but they made like a animated TV show out of it. And they did, I think, 4 seasons of that. And then they just came out with like a new, it's like a new Castlevania series, I guess. Looks like the same animators, but it's like a slightly different storyline. So I watched the first season of that. It was pretty good. Well, it was okay. That's it.
Okay.
That's what I'm watching. Some Castlevania.
Cool. What kind of noise is going on back there?
That would be my dishwasher.
Oh.
Is it very audible?
Nope.
No, you could hear it, but it wasn't audible?
Well, I could hear it, but I have good ears.
I'm sure for the people it'll be fine. They won't hear a damn thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
They can just pretend I'm going down a water slide. Whoa. That was a big turn. Whoa. Oh, it's speeding up. Oh boy.
Do you have any Halloween plans this year?
You know, this year I thought maybe I'd go out trick-or-treating. I missed it last year. But, I don't know. It's tough. You got to get a costume that it looks like you're a young kid who's, like, on stilts and is taller than they really are. But really, you're just an adult. So, it's a bit of a tricky thing to navigate. But if I can find the right costume, I'll go out and pose as a child who's trying to be taller than they really are, but really I'm 6'2", you know?
As a mailman, I see a lot of stuff. So I go into people's yards and up their stairs and to their mailboxes.
Mm-hmm.
This year, people have many houses have started decorating pretty early, and like they've gone all out with their, you know, 20-foot tall skeletons and their witches that make noise if you pass by it. Very impressive, but a problem that I found last year doing this is that people leave their decorations up way past October 31st,
mm-hmm.
and their pumpkins even longer. Like some pumpkins were there into December,
right?
Which is impressive.
A little stinky.
Yeah. So when I asked you about Halloween plans, I didn't like trick or treating was kind of out of the.
Oh, that wasn't, wasn't in your wheelhouse. That wasn't what you're talking about.
No. Last week, I think it was. I did deliver mail around your household area.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty exciting, but not quite there, but in the surrounding areas. Which was fun.
The little neighborhood in behind. That sort of area.
It was like closer to the grocery store, like those little...
Mm-hmm.
roads around there.
Seems like a good neighborhood for trick-or-treating. I bet you lots of kids were trick-or-treating.
Yeah. I'm sure. Living in apartments and condos, we're probably not gonna have any trick-or-treaters this year. I'm sure no. It's the same case for you.
We have one kid that is on a floor. We could just like give him a bag of candy or something.
We'll beat him up and take his candy.
Or I could do that. There's nothing quite like, I miss Halloween candy. For a while there, I used to like live vicariously through my brother because he would, he'd go trick-or-treating up until he was, I'm not sure how old was until he stopped, probably like 13 or somewhere around there or whatever. You know, he'd come home with the candy and I'd dig in. So I had like an extra 13 years of trick-or-treating. But alas, he is 19 now and that no longer happens.
Yeah, and that's been an update on our live. Thank you so much for listening.
Yes, thank you very much for listening.
We are contractually obligated to do that for the first 10 minutes of the podcast, and then we can get into the real stuff, and that is the movie of the week.
Right. And I would like to point out quickly before we move on, in our contract, it does state that as many times as possible, do not address what the person has just said. Just kind of try to keep going. And I think we hit the quota this week, and I hope we can do that again next week, or we stop getting paid.
Podcast movie of the week this week was The Place Beyond the Pines.
Right.
The Place Beyond the Pines. 2012 film. Very confusing title. Not confusing, but it's hard to say. Like, hard to remember. Place Behind the Pines? Place Between the Pines? Place Beyond the Pines.
Right. There's a lot of descriptors, but that's we settled on the correct one there at the end. But it's easily confusable. I agree.
Another Ryan Gosling film. This will probably be the last Ryan Gosling film in a while.
Sorry, Rhinoceros film?
Ryan Gosling film.
Oh.
Probably the last one that we do for a little bit, I think. Mm-hmm. No. We've done all of his movies. This movie I watched recently.
Mm-hmm.
How did you like the film, rewatching after all these years?
Well, I also would say it's about like a half Ryan Gosling movie, or like a third Ryan Gosling movie.
Spoiler alert.
Whoa. Oops. But you see his picture for the whole thing, so there you go.
And he's on the DVD cover, like he's in the middle, very important.
Mm-hmm. He's a key character for sure. Not such a cheerful film, this one, huh?
No, pretty dark film. Pretty dark, grim film, which is okay.
Yes.
It's okay. I'm going to say right off the bat that I do remember liking it more than I actually did like it as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
But there were positives.
Oh, yes. Yes.
But you tell me what you... How you feel?
Well, the movie was not at all like I remember it being. The character I remembered the most was Robin, the guy from the, who does the bank robberies with him.
Yeah, Ben Mendelsohn. Great actor. Great acting performance.
He is who I remember most from this movie, and I didn't really remember anything else. That sounded like a human. That's not a human, but it sounded like it. Yeah, and I thought he was in this movie more than he was. I remember him being like, I thought he was at the very end. Like he played a bigger role at the very end, but really he was just kind of like, he came back for a little bit. But yeah, I think maybe I tend to not gravitate towards the really bleak, dark movies that don't have a whole lot of cheerfulness in them, I guess. I don't know. It's just kind of like just body blow after body blow of like, oh, that's depressing. Oh, that sucks. And I don't know. I mean, there was like a very, very few nice feel-good moments. which I guess maybe made me appreciate them a little more, given how dark the whole film was. So maybe that is kind of a silver lining, but it's just kind of like depressing.
Side note, how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, Thanksgiving, yes. Well, I had turkey dinner at my parents, and that was quite nice. And then the next day I had a turkey dinner at Mackenzie's parents, and that was also quite nice. Now, what about you? Sunshine coasting it up or what?
No, I just went to my parents and had a turkey dinner.
Oh, they live up island still?
Yes, but they have discussed moving off island once my mother retires. So,
sorry, just one second. I finally got through the queue of this line of the water slide. Let me just run down that real quick. Oh, wait for me at the bottom, Jimmy. I'll be right down. Okay, I made it. Sorry about that.
Very loud. Okay, so yes, the movie was bleak, but I'm just going to say structurally, I really enjoyed it. And I think the most I remember about this movie was the structure, like how they split it into three parts.
Right.
Really enjoyed it because it kind of like, it was a very nice transition, very easy transition between the, you know, between part one and two and then part two and three, because they kind of show you. So end of part one, they show you Bradley Cooper, and then all of a sudden it's his story. And then they show you, you know, the son, and that it's his story.
Right.
So, I really enjoyed that. Also, how or why does Bradley Cooper's son have a strong accent when neither parent does? I thought that was interesting.
A little strange, perhaps, yes. Yeah, you're right. The format is pretty unique, I guess. It is pretty seamless. And I guess what that kind of format does tend to do is, like, you end up picking a favorite. I don't know. I really do feel like the first part was the best part.
Yeah, I agree.
And then, yeah, the second part... they're quite unique parts too. Like, yeah, the first part, I mean, I don't know. It becomes like a crooked cop movie at one point, and then, yeah, I don't know. It goes different places.
Ray Liotta only plays one character, and he does it so well.
Who's that, Ryan?
Ray Liotta. He played,
Crooked cop. He did that quite well. Yes, he was very crooked. He was like a pretty intimidating guy.
Yeah. Part one, definitely the best part. Who doesn't love a good bank robbery movie that goes wrong?
Yeah.
Very wrong. I thought the acting, like, I don't know if this was... Ryan, well, I mean, this is a pretty good Ryan Gosling acted movie. Him and Ben Mendelsohn, who played Robin, I thought their dynamic and acting together was very, very well done.
Yes, it was.
Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendes met on this movie, and they got married and have a lovely family, which is great. Her role, you know, not so great. She didn't have a lot to do, and so all she could do is scream as Mahershala Ali took a wrench to the face. I mean, he was good in a small role too. It's a pretty good movie. I didn't really like Bradley Cooper all that much.
No.
Which maybe took away from, you know, he might have even been in the movie more than Ryan Gosling was.
Yeah, I bet he was. Yeah.
And the kids were whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the glare, like the worst performance is definitely Eva Mendes. I don't know, it just wasn't very believable. And I also thought it was weird, but I was kind of like undecided. It was like when 15 years passed, everyone looked the same age. Well, not the kids, obviously. They went from being a baby to being, you know, 15 years old or whatever. But Ava Mendez and Mahershala Ali and Bradley Cooper, they all look the same age. Like they didn't really even try to age them.
Well, I did notice that they put a lot of makeup, like a old person makeup on Eva. And yeah, they grew out Mahershala's hair.
Right. I guess I did notice that Ava of all of them did look like they tried the most. But then I think of movies where they age them and it just looks terrible. And so there's kind of two sides of the coin there, I guess. This is a small thing. It's not that it really matters.
Nothing matters.
I did find as the movie went on that like the pieces of the puzzle started fitting together like a little too neatly. It was like, okay, Bradley Cooper's son goes to this new school. And who does he meet? Oh, he meets Ryan Gosling's son, Luke's son. It's like, okay.
He just happens to sit down at his table.
Yeah. And then, he has the picture of his dad when he was like a little baby in his wallet. It's like, okay. I don't know. It just started fitting together a little too nice for me.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Yeah. And then when we get to ending, I'll bring it up. But there's definitely a part of the movie I thought it should have ended, where it should have ended or how it should have ended. Maybe put the scene that I really liked and I thought would be a good ending, put it somewhere else and still have, I guess, the conflict at the very end. But anyway, I'll mention that when we get to that.
The ending scene, which I think it was the ending scene where he was like, he got the bike and he drove off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was a good circle moment because the beginning of the scene or the beginning of the movie was, you know, Ryan Gosling on a bike and it's his son on a bike.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice. Like how they filmed don't recall seeing it in the third one, which maybe they did do it, but filming Ryan Gosling from behind as he's walking at the beginning of the film, I liked. And then they also did that to Bradley Cooper at one point.
Mm-hmm.
They must have done it to the son too, but I don't remember it.
Yeah. I thought maybe they did when he went into the house to confront AJ with the gun. I thought maybe they shot it there, but I don't. You're right. It's not sticking out for me.
Okay. What did you not like about the movie? This perfect 6 out of 10.
What didn't I like? Well, it was a little too bleak for me. It's kind of just like, I was like, oh, well, that didn't make me feel so nice. Like, you know, I don't know. I didn't feel better for having watched it, I guess. So I don't know. I guess that would be the main thing I didn't like.
Just going forward, is it a criteria that I need to pick movies that will make you smile? Make you feel good?
No, it wasn't. Not that it didn't make me smile. There were moments I did smile. I just don't. I don't really know how to put it. It just didn't sit so nice with me.
Okay, that's fair.
It's a solid movie. There's no denying it's a solid movie. It's just like it's a bit of a downer. So, and I think maybe that could have to do with like your mood. If you're in a really good mood and all of a sudden you see this downer of a movie, you might not be so inclined to be susceptible to that type of movie.
Yeah, it didn't win any awards, but I did make many top 10 lists of the year for the year 2012. Good year. Good year.
Okay, a good year. Coney 2012. I guess that's sort of having to do with this podcast format itself. Like if you're in the mood for watching a horror film, you can go on Netflix to watch a horror film. But when you're doing a movie for the podcast and you have to watch the movie, you know, it's not like it's different. You don't choose the movie. Someone else chooses it for you.
Well, we can change the rules here. I can pick a movie and then you can pick a different movie, and then I can talk about that movie, and then you can talk about your movie, and then we both score it the same.
Right. So what you're saying is, like, next, for this next episode, I'll pick a movie and then we'll talk about it. Is that what you mean?
Well, you pick a movie that you'll watch, and then I'll pick a movie that I watch.
Oh, and then we both talk about our own movie separately.
Yeah.
That's probably not a good idea.
It's probably no other podcast that does that.
That is true. Are we going to change how the podcast works 69 episodes in?
No. I was also thinking that, so we 69 episodes, we haven't done an hour each episode, but if we had done an hour each episode, we would have been talking for 6,900 hours. Wait.
No.
Is that math? Yeah, that math. 6,900 hours.
No, 69 hours.
69 hours.
If each episode is an hour.
Oh, I was thinking minutes.
Yeah, 6,900 hours would be like a very long time.
It's Josh's math corner.
Math corner?
Yeah, not very good at math. Thank you for coming to my corner.
Yes, thank you. It's quite a nice corner you have here.
Okay, anything else? Anything else? Not really a whole lot of fun tidbits about this movie.
Right.
Apparently the method that Ryan Gosling and Ben Mendelsohn's characters used to rob the bank was an actual method that a bank robber used for over 30 years.
Like the one with the motorcycle and the other with a cube van sort of thing?
Yeah. I mean, that was pretty clever.
Yeah. I think so.
Okay.
Okay, awesome. We should try that sometime. There's two of us after all.
Do you have a bike?
No. Do you have a cube van?
No.
Okay.
You could probably, you know, rent a Canada Post. Well, take a Canada Post truck.
Wait. I just thought of something. Do you have a bike?
I mean, I have a pedal bike.
Ooh. Now ask me the other question.
Oh, do you have a cube van?
No. So we got half of the way there. We'll work on it.
Okay, well, it's that time of the podcast.
Yes, the rating corner time.
Yes, so how this works is that we'll do acting first, and then we'll do the ending, and then we'll do overall score. We used to do originality and expectation.
Right.
I think my expectation score for this one would have been low because I had high expectations, and it was all right, but it didn't hit as I thought it was going to. But originality, I think, pretty high.
It is up there.
Okay, you go first for acting.
I would be happy to. I really liked Ryan Gosling. I think he's delivered on all three films we've seen so far. He never fails to disappoint. Wait, never fails to deliver. He always disappoints. No, never disappoints. You know what I mean? Bradley Cooper was fine. I can't say I really like Bradley Cooper as an actor in what I've seen. Silver Linings Playbook, he's pretty good in that. And he's really good at playing a dick in The Wedding Crashers. He's good in that. But yeah, just in this one, he was just okay. Eva Mendes, maybe not so great. The kids at the end, they were fine. Yeah, I think it would have been nice to have Ryan the whole film. I think my score would have been higher if he had been in the whole thing. So I'd give it probably a 6.5. Between a 6 and a 7, I think that feels right.
It reminded me of Burn After Reading. Have you seen Burn After Reading?
I have.
Brad Pitt getting shot decently early in the film.
Mm-hmm.
But that's more of a comedy than a than whatever, you know, this movie was. Place Beyond the Pines. I gave acting an 8. 8 out of 10.
Oh.
Ryan Gosling, great. Ben Mendelsohn, great. Bradley Cooper, didn't quite like him, but he was still perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a whole lot of bad performances. So I give it an 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I forgot about Ben Mendelsohn's performance. That was also quite good. Maybe you can have you already typed it into the spreadsheet, Josh?
No, I don't do acting. I just do the overall score.
You're totally right. I forgot about that. Well, go ahead and change my score to a 7 in your mental spreadsheet then, if you would.
Okay, 7. Ending.
you sound so exacerbated. I'm sorry. I take it all back. Don't put it in your mental spreadsheet, okay? I'm sorry I put that on you.
So the ending probably starts with Jason, what a name, going to Bradley Cooper's house and, you know, beating up his son and kidnapping him and leaving him in the forest.
He doesn't leave his son in the forest.
Well, no, sorry, leaving Bradley Cooper in the forest.
Yes.
Stealing his car and then,
I don't know
what he does with the car, but he ends up getting a bike. And then I'm going to give ending a 7.5 for this. You'll tell me what you liked, but I liked, you know, the scene going to the forest.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was kind of like a moment of closure for the son,
mm-hmm.
Jason.
Mm-hmm.
And it allowed him to start anew, if you will, which I liked. And seeing him drive away at the end, you know, it was simple but effective.
Right.
7.5 out of 10 for ending.
Okay. Yeah, I guess the way I wanted it to end, it wouldn't really make sense because there was some things that still needed to be addressed. But I liked when he went and visited Robin and they sort of, they talked about Luke, his dad, for a while and sort of reminisced. I don't know. It was super well acted and like just felt really genuine. And I thought like right when he got the glasses and tried them on and Robin said, oh yeah, like you're bringing him back. Like, I don't know. I was like, if it ends right here, that's perfect. But it didn't. There was like another, I don't know what it was, 20 minutes or something like that. But like I said, it had to address some things. But then, I mean, the ending was, you're right, it was pretty good by Brian, the bike and going off and all that. I gave it a 6.5 as well. I wish it was what I wanted, but it wasn't.
I give it a 7.5. So basically you would want the scene with Robin at the end. So like everything else happens, but instead of him driving away, the scene with Robin.
Well, maybe it would be like everything that happens. And then before, like then he goes and visits Robin. And right after he does that, he goes and buys the bike and then leaves. Maybe that could have worked, but I don't know. They'd have to change a few things, but.
I understand. Okay. Do you want to do your score first or do you want me to do my score first?
I'll give my score first because I think it's going to be lower than yours. I'm almost certain it will be.
Did you know that the TV show Frasier, it's coming back. They're making more episodes of Frasier.
Really?
Yeah. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
But
go ahead.
Niles isn't in it.
No Niles. Why not?
Don't know.
You can't have Frasier without Niles.
We'll have to watch and find it. Okay, your score out of 10.
You know what the best thing about Frasier is?
The dog.
That's a close second. The best thing about Frasier is the theme song.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
Yes. Shoo-be-doo-wa. That whole thing. Okay. Would you like my score out of 10?
Yeah.
How about I give you my score out of 10 for the show Frasier, and then I'll give you my score out of 10 for The Place Beyond the Pines.
That sounds great.
Okay. I would say I've seen maybe 20 full episodes of Frasier. And probably snippets of others. I haven't seen it all, but I actually quite enjoy it. It's about like a more of an intelligent show. I would give it a 8 out of 10 from what I've seen. I enjoyed it.
It's a great premise.
It sure is. Yes. And I was younger when I watched it. I'm sure I would understand more of what was going on now. So I might even give it a better score. Who knows? Okay. My score for Place Beyond the Pines. I wish Ryan Gosling was in the whole thing. I was a little disappointed when he died. But I mean, it made the story work. Pretty good acting. Kind of depressing. I give it a 6 out of 10.
Okay, 6 out of 10 is fair. You know, when I pick a movie, I'm kind of aiming for a 6 out of you, so.
Boom. I gave it to you.
That's good. Okay, so acting. I thought the acting was very good. I thought the structure of the film was very good. It was almost a 2.5-hour film, but it didn't quite feel like 2.5 hours. Although I did stop it like an hour, and I'm like, there's still an hour and 20 minutes to go. Yeah, it was dark, but I mean, I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. 7.5 out of 10.
Nice.
7.5 out of 10, and you said 6, huh?
I did. I said 6.
Okay, that's great. Place Beyond the Pines, episode 69, movie 69. We're almost running out of movies.
Yeah. We gotta be careful.
Okay. And you said last week that you knew what you're gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to share that, or do you want to keep that a secret?
I'll probably share it. I'll do the good old try to get you to guess it, and then reveal it once you do guess it, or tell you if you never guess it, because you may not know this film exists. And it also will sort of affect our scoring system, I imagine. But,
there's no actors, there's no ending. This movie just keeps going. All right. It was, if I remember correctly, last week you said something like, this is a movie like we've never seen before.
It's a type of movie we haven't done before. What's a type of movie we haven't done before?
A play.
Nope.
Type of movie we haven't done before. We've done Muppets.
Right. It's not a Muppet.
Unsure.
Well, what's a film that you would watch and maybe like learn?
An educational movie.
Which are usually called?
Oh, a documentary.
Oh, okay. Well, now we're getting somewhere. Now, I think it's one of those documentaries that's more of like a dramatized version of real events, but like also has interviews with the real people who were present. So I think that's what we're going to have to navigate as we watch this one. What do you know about me? What kind of things have I collected before?
Rocks.
No, I've never collected rocks. You may not have known me when I collected these things.
Well, so it's not records.
It's not records, no.
It's stamps.
It's not stamps. No. Think confectionery. Think candy. What candy related thing could you collect?
Oh, Pez dispensers?
Mm. Yes. Now, have you heard of any Pez documentaries?
You're going to make me watch a documentary about Pez dispensers?
Well, don't say it like that. The film we're watching is called The Pez Outlaw.
Man, you're really not making things easy for me. The Pez Outlaw. Okay. Oh, it's on Prime. Oh, but it's probably on like Stars or something.
No. It's on regular old Amazon. You don't need any sort of.
Okay, great. So how are we supposed to do this, though? This is a documentary.
It is a documentary. But I think it's a dramatized documentary.
Okay, sure, whatever.
You want me to pick something else?
No, we can do it. We can do it. Episode 70 is, you know, it's a brand new world out there.
You know, you want to know something? It doesn't look like it's dramatized. It looks like it's just a documentary. I can pick something else.
No, we should give it a try.
Yeah, maybe hang on to that thought but don't start watching it, and maybe I'll pick something else.
Okay,
you feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
Okay, great. Well, anyway, that's been episode 69. Is there anything else we want to do before we wrap this one up and maybe get away from this awkwardness that I've created, really, to be honest?
Okay, well, I'll give you the date for this.
October 11th, 2023. Oh, box office. Okay, yep.
For the box office game, and you tell me if you feel comfortable doing it.
Okay. Meow. Meow.
June 1st. 2018.
Bam. Yep. Let's do it.
The Pez Outlaw. Okay. Okay. Big numbers. Big numbers this week. The weekend of June 1st. So we're going to start with the hardest one.
Okay.
It's an STX Entertainment movie. Never heard of it. Made $11 million in the first week. It's a thriller romance adventure.
Okay.
Shailene Woodley is the first actor.
I don't know who Shailene Woodley is.
She starred in Divergent. You know the Divergent movies?
No.
Okay, Sam Claflin, second actor. Jeffrey Thomas, third actor. That does not help.
Maybe it's one of the Divergence movies.
It's based on the true story of love and survival. No, I think Divergent was before 2018.
Okay. Well, I honestly have no clue.
We're going to come back to it.
Okay.
Bad start, but we'll get these ones. Paramount Pictures. Made $47 million in 3 weeks. It's the third week. Romance comedy drama starring Diane Keaton. Diane Keaton movie from 2018.
Jesus Christ. Who's the second person?
Jane Fonda.
Is this like?
Candace Bergen.
So instead of like the bucket list, this is like the.
I know this movie. I think I've seen this movie. Three of them, or there might have been a sequel maybe that came out recently.
This is like female bucket list.
Tagline is the next chapter is always the best. So maybe this is the sequel.
Good Lord. I have no idea.
Okay. The plot. Four lifelong friends decide that their lives could change by becoming nasty and reading 50 Shades of Grey in their monthly... Oh, the movie's called Book Club, to get inspiration on how to handle sexual pleasure at an elderly age. The movie is called Book Club. Oh, but is it Book Club The Next Chapter? No, just Book Club. Okay. Okay, great. This is not going so well. The next one is a Walt Disney movie.
Okay.
It's made $643 million in 6 weeks.
That's a lot.
It's an adventure, action, science fiction. Something tells me it is... Because like Marvel would be Walt Disney, wouldn't it, at this point?
Mm-hmm.
So something tells me it's Guardians of the Galaxy? No, it stars Robert Downey Jr.
Probably Endgame.
So then. It would just be Avengers.
I think Endgame was 5 years ago, right?
Infinity War or Endgame? You're thinking Endgame?
It's probably Infinity War.
It's not Endgame. It's
probably Infinity War.
It is Infinity War. Wow. Amazing. Okay. Next one. This movie is a 20th Century Fox movie that's only made $254 million in 3 weeks.
That's nothing.
Action comedy adventure starring Ryan Reynolds.
That's Deadpool.
Is this Deadpool 1 or Deadpool? Oh, yeah. It would be Deadpool 1.
Yeah.
It's not Deadpool 1.
Okay, it's Deadpool 2 then.
Deadpool 2 came out in 2018?
Yeah.
Apparently. Wow. Oh, okay. Next movie. It's also a Walt Disney movie. It's made $148 million in 2 weeks.
That's pretty good.
Science fiction, adventure, action, starring Alden Ehrenreich.
Alden Ehrenreich?
Alden Ehrenreich. I've already got the answer. I've already put it in. We got it.
What was it?
Solo, a Star Wars story.
Oh, okay. Yep. I know
Alden
that movie.
Ehrenreich. Woody Harrelson.
Right.
Okay, and then the last one that we haven't gotten yet is this Shailene Woodley movie. Gonna reveal all hints and then just give up. And it's called Adrift. They're on a boat together. It's called Adrift.
Oh, my favorite type of film.
Well, you know, it was all right. It was all right.
Okay.
Pretty big weekend at the box office, though.
I'd say.
This is an update on the score of the Canucks game for you. They're up 7-1.
Okay, so they're gonna win.
Well, hard to say.
Okay, we're not watching the Pez Outlaw anymore because now I don't want to anymore. So,
all right,
I've narrowed it down to two films.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you seen Insomnia with Al Pacino and Robin Williams?
Man, Robin Williams in the early 2000s just doing a lot of weird stuff. If I have, I do not remember it.
Okay. Well, it's kind of like almost like a horror movie. It's like a thriller. Let's watch that instead.
It's on Netflix.
I love that. Insomnia.
Okay. We love a good Robin Williams movie.
We do. I'm so sorry for that Pez incident. It won't happen again. I'll come better prepared.
No, it's good. We love taking risks on Your Mother and My Dad, the podcast.
I'm Jesse and he's Josh.
Episode 69. A little bit shorter this time. That's okay.
That's fine. I mean, some people, they're probably asleep by now already anyway. I think that's what we've determined.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Okay. So thank you so much again for listening to 69 episodes of these. I don't think there's a single person in the world who's listened to 69 episodes, including myself, who edits them. But we're having fun, and we'll do at least one more of these.
It's good just to watch movies and talk to my buddy, my best buddy, talking about films.
Yeah.
And if anyone gets any enjoyment out of that, that's just an extra added bonus.
Good luck at the big game. This weekend should be a barn burner, as they say.
Thank you very much. I've been training pretty hard, and I'm not starting line, but I am the backup center. So should be good.
Cool. Yeah, we know what that means.
Yeah, the guy fucking puts the ball in it.
Yeah, so they just scored to make it 8-1. It's 8-1. Well,
I know exactly who scored too. You don't even have to tell me.
The guy who scored actually has my first name as his last name, and he's wearing number 81. He made it 8-1, so it's pretty cool. And that's a pretty great way to end the episode.
Greg Josh, good job.
Okay. Good night, Jesse. Good night.
Oh, good night.
Or good morning, or good afternoon to all of our listeners, and farewell.
Okay, well, adios.